Okay, for all those following along on Snapchat right now, we are on question number 26. OFAC is creating stories throughout this couple of rock. They'll be posted on Snapchat. So,
now,
in the sugya of Ish Katan, Ish Zokhaina Katan Zokha, so we throw out the Gemara, and Daphne Bay says, right, how can we say, how can we say, right, Trey Kari Lomali, why do we need two psukim to teach me that would teach me to teach Shlichos? We need Vichlem Ish Selabetabos Selabayas teaching me that, right, Ish Zokhev Ina Katan Zokha. Vichlem Ish. The man can, Ish can Zokha, but there's no Zachia for a Katan. So Tosfos in Argamara, as well as Tosfos in Sachem, they both ask God. So Tosfos in Argamara asks, why do I need a pasuk? Why do I need a pasuk to teach me that Ish Zokha in a Katan Zokha? I already know in Yad Lakatan, so it's a half mean the Katan could be Zokha for a Gadol, can it be Zokha La'atma? The Tosfos in Sachem asks a very similar question. He says that we shouldn't learn from Ish Lefiyah, there ain't a katan zokha, because I already know ain't shlichos lekatan. So either, the question is, why do we need a pasuk? Either we already know ain't shlichos lekatan, or we already know ain't yad lekatan. That's the questions of Tosos. So the answer given by Tosos in confusion is that really, Sachem is different. Sachem is different. I need a pasuk because I would have thought that since the kid is Shaykh Rachila and Sarach Lamanas Allah, that he could possibly have a minui to join the Chabura, so therefore he'd be able to be Zokhal Akhir. Since he can join in the Chabura, so he'd also be able to be Mazak Akhir. We suggested in Shir that if you're going to say that the minui that we're going on here is Bikinian, right, this would be similar to the Piskei Tosfos, who says that Zechiah v'kinyon aboy hamnas pesach. Right, he says that seemingly that the minoi we're dealing with here is for a kinyon. It's for a kinyon. We said that. Right, that's what Tosos and Kedushin, or Tosos and Kedushin, Tosos and the Piskei Tosos could be similar.
If you say that Tosos and Kedushin is working
with
a kinyon,
With amino beginnings. So that's what the Chaim talked about, that you need bilis, not just amino the pet, as that could be working with that idea.
The katan is manu using a kinyan.
Right. So then we moved on to in the second half of the question, we talked about dasachar esmach. He said, could a katan be zocha midoraisa via dasachar esmach? Someone else does it for him. So, according to Tosfos and Kedushin, right, so we explained briefly the chakir of dasachar esmach. Do we say, like the other Rambam of Asra, that dasachar esmach means the gadol gives the das to the katan via zochin? Right, you need das. Just it's not coming from the katan because the acher, the gadol provides it through zechiah. Or the ketosu says that no, das chayes machne means we don't need das at all. Right, the katan doesn't need das at all. The das machne is sufficient in this case. We said what's an achamina? An achamina will be where zechiah, meaning that's what I said. I'm sorry. That's das chayes in general. Das chayes in general doesn't mean that the actual person gets a das from the acher, or that there's no das needed at all, the acher is enough. Right? So we said an afkamina will be where there's no zechiah, because the Yad Ramah wanted to say that the acher provides the das via zechiah. You pour in the das to the other guy via zechiah. So an afkamina will be a katan. Is there das acher? It's not going to be a katan. According to the Yad Ramah, that it works via zechiah, that das acher is machne, the acher gives the das via zechiah. So if you say zechiah every time shlichos, so then it's not going to work. Won't work for a katan. However, if you say like the katan, you really don't need das at all, right? The guy doesn't need das at all. The acher comes along and he says, my das is good enough. You don't need das, I have the das. So according to the katan, it should be fine. It should be fine for a katan for that to work. So we suggested that this could be the machlokes between Tosfos and Kedushin, Tosfos and Sachem. Tosfos Kedushin is going to hold it. That's a Charis Machbed doesn't work. So he had to teach a Pasuk that he had to teach a Halakha by Korban Pesach. Okay, good. So 27, which is a little more, is very, I thought, short.
Why do I need a Pasuk?
What do you mean?
What?
You couldn't use a svara, so we needed a pasuk. That's the whole, that's Tosfos' whole question.
Why can't I use a svara?
Oh. Is why the whole, you can't use a svara because he would say.
Why can't I use Inchlev as a cut? Why is that not?
Right. Because you can't use, you wouldn't be able to use Dafa Karas Mata as a. Right. You can't use it, therefore you need a pasuk. You need a, therefore you need a pasuk, because that's a charis machna, it doesn't work. Right, that's a charis machna, doesn't work. Meaning you would think that Korban Pesach is different, and that via das charis machna, perhaps a katan could do a mino of some sort. And we say, no, Kamashon, no, it doesn't work, because it works via Zephiah. And therefore, he has to teach us the Pasuk of
Ish, not work by Korban Pesach.
Correct. That's why we need the Pasuk.
Because it works via Zephiah?
Perhaps, yes. That's what we suggest. Perhaps. Okay. So how do we know, right? How do we know shlich a katan that shlich does not work for a katan to be mezakeh to others to achirim? Again, machokeh tosin kiddushin tosin tzachim, or sorry, tosin gittin tosin tzachim. Right? Tosin gittin said the pasuk was atem gam atem. Tosin tzachim said ishlich akul is the source that shlich katan for achirim. We said if pasuk machokeh could be based off. Right, what are they arguing about? Could be based off the machne that they're arguing about the drusha of atem gatem. Is atem gatem expansive? We say that, okay, atem gatem just means doesn't work by goy, but it also teaches me that it doesn't work by katan. Or do we say atem gatem is limited? It only teaches goy. I can't use it for anywhere else outside of goy, so I need a new drusha to teach me ish lefi katan. What is that? Ish lefi achor. Okay. In 28, so the Rashba and the Gemara and Membeis from the Gemara and Membeis, where we go through trying to find a source for Zechiris, and maybe it could be from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, right? Or what do we learn Nasi Echad, right? Could it be Shlichos? No, they're Katana. Could it be Zechia? And we say no. So from there, the Rashba brings up, says, oh, that's a Raya that Zechia is Lav Mitam Shlichos, right? Because we said at first, it couldn't be that Nasi Echad teaches me Shlichos because there are Katanim there, and we know that Katanim doesn't work, but maybe it teaches Zechia. But the Gemara did not, we didn't reject the Zechia by asking, oh, but there were Katanim. So the logic would follow, right? Instead, we said, oh, it couldn't be Zechia because it was also a Chot, right? Chovika, Zechosika, right? Some people want a Har, some people want a Bikr. If you're saying Zechiah is mitam shlichos, it's a much easier rejection to say, oh, it couldn't be that that Nasi Echa teaches me Zechiah, they're Katanim, and ain't shlichos l'katan, and Zechiah mitam shlichos. So from there, the Rashba says, must be Zechiah lav mitam shlichos. Good? Okay. However, the Ram's not so fast. Not such a good ride. You're right. At that stage of the Gemara, we really thought Zechiah lav mitam shlichos. We didn't ask about Katan. We didn't ask, oh, they're Katanim. So the Gemara seemed to assume Zechiah means La Mitam Shlichos. But that all changed in the Hemshich of the Gemara. Because the Gemara said, perhaps Nasi Echa teaches me that when Yisoim come to be Cholik, the Nixei Avim, Basin can appoint for them an Api Trappist. Right? Basin in appoints an Api Trappist, and we said, oh, that's where we learn out Nasi Echad. Nasi Echad teaches me that. Right? So
by saying put it in my class,
so
I'm saying I want
to. So perhaps we could say, according to the Ran, right? Right, at that point we were assuming Lavi Tam Shlichos, but now that we're saying Basin can be Maimid and happy trumpets for the Yesomim. For the Yesomim, maybe we could say that, right? Maybe we're saying now Zechiah really is the town of Shlichus. How's it working by Ketanim? Because it's only being Mevarer the Chalak. It's only being Mevarer the Chalak. Right? Meaning, we originally thought Lami Tam, Lami Tam Shlichus. Right? We rejected Zechiah, okay, we're at Lami Tam Shlichus. But now we're saying, now the Gemara is about faith. And we're saying the Apitropos comes, faith in his maimed, the Apitropos for the Yisom, for the Kitan. Really, Zephiah is Mitam Shlichus. Mitam Shlichus, then how could it work for the Yisom? Because he's not really doing it. Nichsei Avim isn't being like Yochem. He's just saying, like, you take that part, you take that part. He's being Mevarer, who gets what chelik. Right? Mevar what the father, what the will, he's Mevar the will, essentially. Let's have up.
Based on
the Apitropos. But in reality, we change from Zechiah Lami Tam Shlichus to Zechiah Tam Shlichus. Right? The through the Hemshech of Gemara, it changed. Right? You can't just assume that once we say Zechiah Lami Tam Shlichus, okay, we're stuck in that forever. No, the Hemshech of Gemara shows Zechiah really is Mitam Shlichus according to the Rashi. We don't have the Raya of the Rashi. We pointed out, though, that Rashi can't learn like this. Because Rashi, on the Gemara, on Mem Beis, says that, what did he say about Apitropos? He says, maybe it's not over here. Never mind. I might be in Rashi says that the Apitropos is a form of Zechiah. Apitropos is Chova Almanas Zakos. Right? That's what an Apitropos is doing. So, right. So that's what Apitropos is doing. So Rashi really holds that Apitropos is some form of. Is some form of Zechiah. If it's Zechiah, then this can't. If it's once you're saying it's Zechiah, then you can't be holding it from Tam Shlichus if you're doing it for the Ketanim, right? Meaning the Ron said, oh, there is. We really went back to Zechiah Mitam Shlichus, but the Apitropos wasn't Zechiah. Apitropos was a beard. Rashi says right here that Apitropos is a Zechiah. So if Apitropos is a Zechiah and he's doing it for Ketanim, it must be a Lami Tam Shlichus. So Rashi can't be learning.
What does Rashi say exactly?
He says that it's a form of Zechiah that's Chova Amanas L'Zakos.
It's on the Chova Amanas L'Zakos.
Yeah.
Which means it's Zechiah.
Right. Right, lezakosam alam chalosam. Mishkayim v'din mash also us. Right, I'm sorry. The Gemara says the kol amanas lezakos. Rashi says anu namidim ladun la'arir b'shvil lezakosam ulan ulahanosam. He's coming to do zechiah. This is some a form of zechiah according to Rashi.
So how does the Ron explain the Gemara itself?
How will the Ron explain the Gemara?
That line of the Gemara about lezakosam the kol amanas lezakosam.
The full Amanas Zakos, so just say
Chos instead of Zechiah.
Yeah, he could just say like, oh, it just he's doing it for, like for their good. Doesn't mean like. Yeah, Rashi can't say like the Ron. Rashi can't say like the Ron because Rashi holds that Apitropos is Zechiah.
And yeah. What's Rashi saying? I'm doing not Zechiah.
Ron's saying Apitropos is not Zechiah, it's Bira.
But the Ron held Shlichus Mitam.
Zechiah Mitam Shlichus. We reject what we said originally.
Apitropos is not a case of Zechiah.
Alright.
The Ron saying, no, Apitropos is a case of Zechiah and it's Zechiah.
Right, so we can't look. Right, so we can't learn. So. According to Rashi, how could we possibly be doka the raya of the Rashba? Meaning, Rashi, who says that Zechiah is Mitam Shlichus, right? So now we're back to the Rashba, right? The Rashba brought a lion and Zechiah's la Mitam Shlichus. Aye, Rashi and Zechiah is Mitam Shlichus. So what's he going to say? So, and Rashi can't say like the Ron to be Doka, so how's Rashi to be Doka? Rashi could hold. Rabbi Akiva comes along and says maybe Rashi holds. Ketanim have Zechiah, but they don't have a Shlichus. Why? Because no, they don't have Das for the Minu. So, if there's a Zechiah which doesn't need a Minoy, then maybe it could work for a cut. Right? That's Rabbi Akiva Eger. That's how Rashi could be Doka, the Raya of the Rashi.
The Shlichus and Aramino.
Correct. The Shlichus and Aramino.
It's in Tom Shlichus, but it's.
Right.
Rashi holds the Tom Shlichus.
Right. Right.
But. What?
A Shlichus doesn't require a Minoy, is a Zechiah.
So what are the other what are the ramifications of Zechiah? The Tom Shlichus of Cousins not a not for
meaning what?
Like if Zechiah and Tom Shlichus is like a nice fun fact, but Zechiah is different also from Shlichus. Like you can do a cousin can have Zechiah but not Shlichus, but Zechiah is Mitam Shlichus. So what is it? How is it Mitam Shlichus if not in this case?
Because here you don't need a Minu. You don't need Das. Meaning, he's saying you could have a split.
No, I'm saying if Zechiah is different than Shlichus, but it's also Mitam Shlichus, so how is it Mitam Shlichus? Like, where, in what situations is it like Shlichus? Here we're saying it's Mitam, but it's not. It's the same. When is it the same?
It's the same because it's like a same. It's a similar concept. That's a point. Meaning, you're not really saying like the halacha it's working the same way, because it can't work the same way. I think it's a similar concept that someone's doing something for them.
Okay, you don't need a Minoy Shlichus.
All right. Right, the katan can do Shlichus, but not a Minoy. And that's essentially what Zechiah is.
So katan can have Zechiah.
Right.
So how is any cousin's over? Just like Garden Pesach. What does that mean? Each token will cousin's over.
Maybe for Achir, right?
For himself.
For himself, he said it was okay.
Okay.
In that case. It could be that they could do it by themselves, and that's not necessarily a problem.
So it's in Yadikah. Also for Achir?
Not sure. Okay. So, moving on. We said Tosfos explains the Chiyum Mitam Shlichus. Tosfos explained it as how does it work? It's an Anan Tzadik that we think that the Katan I think that Zach would like that cool bottle that's sitting right there. So I'll take it for him on Ansari that he would have wanted it. But Zach is never Mimana Mia the Shlia. There's no Mino Shlia.
As long as it's a Schluss.
Alright. If on Ansari that we would have wanted it, we can assume that you would like that bottle of Coca-Cola. If we know that you hate Coke, so obviously it's on board. Right? Rashi's a little difficult. Tosfos says doesn't like Rashi. That's why. Rashi says in a case of chavla
akir,
talking about Zechiah.
I know,
Right? Rashi says that if it's Chal Acherim, I need to make you a Shliach. If there's no implicit, me making you a Shliach in a Chal Acherim case, so that won't work. But if it's not Chal Acherim, I don't have to appoint you at all. So, says Tosfos, I don't understand.
That was Rashi.
That's Rashi. So this is Tosfos was difficult to say in Rashi Pshat because Rashi held if it was a chov, you had to be
right.
Wait, what's Tosfos Pshat?
that it's anantadic.
Yeah, so this is, since Zach likes coke,
we're up to how Rashi says it works. We're saying the progression. Tosfos on Antadi. Tosfos says on Rashi. Rashi, I don't understand. You say that when it's a Kabbalah Cheirim, you need an explicit meaning of Shlichus to work, but when it's not Kabbalah Cheirim, Makom Shein of Kabbalah Cheirim, you don't need a meaning of Shlichus to work. I don't understand. It's the only Cheirim Tam Shlichus, so Rashi, I don't understand. It should work no matter what. You're a shliach no matter what. The chiyuv shliach means you are a shliach.
Uh-huh.
So it should work. So explains the ketos. Rashi really holds the chiyuv mitam shlichos is minui haTorah. It means that you can be a shliach without a minui at all. The Torah. It works that the Torah says that you're a shliach, right? You have a shem shliach to do something in a case where you think it's good, right? I see this Coca-Cola bottle. I think Zach wants Coke. I can say that it's a minui haTorah that the Torah makes me a shliach. By a chov though, the Torah stays out. Torah doesn't get involved if that's Ofek's Coke, so it's chav lacherim. I pick it up and give it to you. The Torah's not going to get involved. So therefore, it's not going to work unless I provide the minui. The minui goes away. Therefore, Rashi would hold, I have to provide the minui when it's a case of Kavah Achim. That's why Rashi distinguishes.
I don't understand. What's the problem with Tosfos Pidash Rashi?
According to Tosfos, I don't understand. Rashi.
Yeah, what's the problem with Tosfos according to Rashi? The question was. Why can't you explain that way? Why won't Rashi explain that way?
Because Rashi distinguishes. If it's anantade that it should work, and we know that you're doing a shlichus, that's working through shlichus, so then why in some cases do you need to make him a shliach? Why in some cases do you not need to make him a shliach?
Those are whether or not it's chayav lacherim. It's chayav. It's chayav lacherim.
Seems to be. Right. Tosfos seems to be assuming that even if it's Chavla Acherim, it should still work. Zechiyah should still work as long as it's Mitam Shlichos, because Shliach Shalom Kamoso. Since Shliach Shalom Kamoso, I'm still your Shliach, even if it's Chavla Acherim. That's what Tosfos seems to be assuming. Right, we mentioned that the Rush said that, the Rush Bava Metzia said that if it's, right, that a Shliach is doing like the Pu'ul of the Baal. So if that starts affecting other people, then it won't work. So it could be he's explaining Tosfos through that. But Tosfos seems to assume that we say Shliach Shalom Kamoso, so even if I'm a Lachair, it should. So, finally, the final question. Right, if someone is mafer shkala, can someone be mafer shkala to someone from dough that's not theirs, without the das of the owner of the dough? We'll say, just to say zachal on the shulchan, we should say zachin may on the shulchan. I can be zokas from someone else. Right? So, the ketos quotes Trumas Sedeshin, the Trumas Sedeshin says it should work. However, the ketos quotes a Rashba, and he asks on the Trumas Sedeshin. The Rashba says that if it's Mishalo, Al Shal Chavero, then I can do it. If I'm taking off Truma for you, I want to do you a favor. So I'll take off Truma for you by taking it off from my possession. So you don't have to do anything. You get more crops. Because you don't have to take off Truma. I took off Truma from my stuff for you. So the Rashi says that works. You're right. But if I go into your field and I take off Truma from your stuff, he said that's not going to work. Right? There's no Zachin May Adam. Right? So it's not understand. Shimon Sadeshin, you just told me that I can walk into your house and take off the dough from your challah, but there are options that shouldn't work. Mi shel chavero, al shel chavero doesn't work. So it says, what's the difference? The difference is, a zechus is I'm giving you something. I'm giving you the harvacha that you get more tvua because I took off truma from my stuff, not your stuff. What I'm doing here is, you're right, I'm doing a nichusa. I'm doing a nice thing. I'm doing a favor. But it's not a zechus. It's not a zechus. You don't gain anything. It's I did a nice thing. You'll get a mitzvah note. But it's inherently, you didn't gain anything. So it's not a zechus, and therefore we would not say zach and me'adam to the funnel, according to the Torah, according to the Torah.